Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with Senior Will Epperly over at Sherrard. He's involved in the all-school senate. I heard a rumor they're going to try and have some type of homecoming event, including a parade over at Sherrard. Are you kidding me, Will Epperly? Tell me about that.
No, we're not kidding at all about it. We're actually trying to have a parade and still kind of keep some of the festivities similar to what they usually are. Unfortunately, we're not going to have a dance, but the parade we're still going to manage to have. Hopefully, everyone will social distance and we can still have that. Then we're also going to have some events take place during the week, like dress up. And then we also have a new event like Powder Puff Football, which is essentially where girls are going to play like flag football. And some of the guys will cheerlead and coach, and that should be a lot of fun as well.
And there'll be an actual coronation. You're planning for that that week. I know the Friday and Saturday, I think, is the 19th and the 20th. So you're going to try and do a homecoming king and queen too, right?
Yep, we're going to manage to do that at the parade as well. It should take place under the pavilion by the park. And we should be able to crown a king and queen, which should be awesome.
And why do you think it's important? I know we've been dealing with this pandemic for a year now, and school life has been impacted greatly. We all know about that. Why is it so important to get an event like homecoming in, even if it's really weird this school year where you're doing it in March? Normally, homecoming is during September or October, but you're doing it this year, which I think is probably pretty important.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal because this year everything's kind of been cut short. Like, our football season's going to be cut short, basketball's cut short, and everything's been very limited. But with something very common like in a normal year, such as the parade and other homecoming festivities, it'll kind of help boost the morale for a lot of people, especially as seniors who are lacking the experience of the senior year that is traditional throughout every other year, essentially.
Yeah, and I know as we talk to you here on this fourth day of March, there's still some details being finalized, but you think the parade route pretty much is going to be normal, like it has been in, you know, past years for Sherrard High School?
Yeah, it's going to be very similar, if not the same. It may end a bit earlier, but we're hoping that everyone can spread out along it rather than stay on the main road of Sherrard like usual. That way everyone can socially distance and we don't have a massive super spreader taking place.
All right. Well, it's great, man, that they're doing homecoming. That's awesome, even though it is in March and you don't get the dance, but you do get the parade, and I think that's good for the community and good for the student body there. All right, you're a football kid, so playing football in March, and I guess how weird was it yesterday to show up and say, you know, football practice is starting on March the 3rd? How strange has it been?
It was very strange. It's also very strange practicing inside right now as well because of snow still being on the ground. In the fall, traditionally, everything's perfectly fine and we're outside and we have 9 games in a season. Right now, though, we're starting in March and we have a lot less games and no postseason to go for, which is unfortunate, but we're all still very excited and it's still going to be a good season.
Yeah, and it's, I know, just 4 games, as you mentioned, but what I really like about it this year, even though it's the 4 games, I see on the schedule, you know, both Rock Ridge and Oread are on the schedule, and Monmouth, Roseville, and then I think Riverdale. So it's nice of the, you know, the 4 games, 2 are against, you know, the geographic rivals, which generates a lot of interest. So what about that?
We're really excited because back in the fall, we were supposed to play Rock Ridge, but we weren't going to play Oread. And then when IHSA moved it back, they told us that we weren't going to even get to play our first 2 games, where Rock Ridge was one of them. And now we get to play both of them, which is awesome because we didn't think that was going to happen. And that's just exciting for the community because obviously they are our rivals and many people can look forward to that on both sides.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, the fan limitations are less restrictive as we get into the outdoor sports. I know a final decision hasn't been made on that yet. But just in terms, so we talk about you get a homecoming, you know, so you're getting some of the normal back. You get a football season, even though it's only 4 games, a short season, but you get it. And then you still have, you know, the opportunity to look forward to graduation, and hopefully things can improve, and maybe there can be more of a normal type of graduation and not maybe a drive-through graduation. I know that's all up in the air. But just reflecting on your senior year, I know probably early in the year you thought, well, what are we going to really get it do here this school year? And now as it ends, you're getting to do, it looks like, some more things. So how cool is that?
It's very exciting, and not just for me. I know a lot of other people in my class, especially a lot of my friends, are very excited too, because sports were obviously cut short in the fall and the winter, and now they're pushed back to now, and we're just all excited we can still have one last go out on the field or on the court. And especially with something like a homecoming week, even if we don't have the dance, all the festivities still help us and help the morale of the senior class. Then for graduation, we're all looking forward to that, and we're hoping that it won't be a simple drive-through. And I think there's some progress being made on that, I'm hoping. Very different year, but as we progress, it's gotten a lot better.
All right. Well, it's great to visit with Will Epperly. He's on the All-School Senate telling us a little bit about homecoming festivities taking place in March. And that weekend is the 19th and the 20th. Again, they're finalizing details. More information will be shared by the school district and the All-School Senate. Well, Will, enjoy the rest of your senior year, and we appreciate the help today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.